With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Well, there's a deal on Capitol Hill. Congressional leaders today working out a short-term spending bill. It will fund federal agencies for about 3 months and avert a partial government shutdown. National Security Spokesman John Kirby says the U.S. is urging restraint in the Middle East.
We don't believe that escalating this conflict militarily is the best way to get those families back to their kibbutzes, back to their homes and to their lives. We still believe that there is time and space for diplomacy to work here. Now, again, we're not Pollyannish. We're watching the tensions escalate here over the last few days. We understand that it's not moving in the best direction, but that doesn't mean we think that engaging in another full front, another all-out war in the North, is the best thing for Israel.
That audio courtesy of Fox News Sunday. Also at SRNnews.com, the president of the National Religious Broadcasters Association, Troy Miller, calling on Christians to fulfill the responsibility to vote.
There's a lot of them that are sitting on the sideline. About a third of them, a little over a third of them, 34% of evangelicals didn't vote in the 2020 election, and likewise probably in the 2022 midterms as well. So, you know, we really think that's a powerful voice, a powerful block. And we need to get them to the polls.
Donald Trump speaking out today. He says if he loses his bid to return to the White House, he believes he will not try again in 2028. At that time, the former president would be 82. The Biden administration awarding $3 billion to U.S. companies to boost domestic production of advanced batteries and other materials used for electric vehicles. The move comes as part of a continuing push to reduce China's global dominance when it comes to overall battery production worldwide. This is SRN News. Well, pastors are going to the polls in November.
According to LifeWay Research, 97% of America's Protestant clergymen will vote. But for whom? That is a little tricky. Almost 25% refused to answer the question on the LifeWay poll. Only 4% refused in 2020. But amongst those who will discuss the matter, 50% say they will cast their ballot for former President Trump, while 24% say they will support Vice President Kamala Harris. The rest of Protestant pastors still haven't decided. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Nevada deciding not to appeal a judge's ruling from earlier this year that ordered the state to use its Medicaid funds to pay for abortions for poor women. Until now, it has only paid to end pregnancies resulting from rape or incest or necessary to save the life of the mother. Meanwhile, voters in Nevada set to consider a measure that would enshrine abortion in the state constitution. This is SRN News. A Florida sheriff is just fed up with the false school shooting threats.
So Volusia County Sheriff Mike Chitwood is taking a new tactic to try to get through students and their parents. He's posting the mugshot of any offender on social media. Law enforcement officials in Florida and across the country have seen a wave of school shooting hoaxes recently, including in the wake of the deadly attack at Appalachie High School in Georgia. Sheriff Chitwood is warning parents that if their kids are arrested for making these threats, he'll make sure the public knows it. John Scott reporting.
No arrest yet in Birmingham, Alabama. The search for the suspect continues in that mass shooting overnight. 4 people are dead, another 18 people wounded. Police do believe the shooting was not random and likely planned. And 2 people have been killed and 3 wounded in a shooting in Minneapolis. More details at SRNnews.com.